Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse. A feature today on a roadside market in Mason County, just south of town on a major highway leading to its name, the Garden on 68.
Well, last fall, we've got about an acre and a half of strawberries. Last fall, we put 19,000 plants out in September.
John Williams is about to retire from his city job, and his ag background has been in dairy and beef cattle. The difference, he says, is this crop is much more labor-intensive. On the plus side is the response from the local community to his new agribusiness.
Oh, the reaction and the acceptance from the community has far exceeded our expectations. Last year, we did not do a lot of advertising, and it was mainly word of mouth once we got started, and the response was just overwhelming. We sold out every day. Every berry we could get picked, we sold out. Now, we didn't have the yield that we were hoping for, but the community was just outstanding. The people were very encouraging, and we were just thrilled with the reaction from the community.
Williams applied for and has just been accepted in Farm Bureau's Certified Roadside Market Program.
I just felt like that if we were going to do what we were doing, we needed to advertise as much as we could, and I really felt like joining the Certified Roadside Market Program gave us a little higher degree of credibility.
We'll be right back.
Grillions. What's grillions? That's a grillmaster's sizzling passion for beefy brilliance on the grill. The devotion to grilling mouth-watering steaks to perfection. Typically, grillience is earned over time, but here's a shortcut. Get all the tips you need at beeffordinner.com and get your grillions on, my friend. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
This message brought to you by beef farmers from across Kentucky. The Garden on 68 in Mason County is right in the heart of strawberry season, which there, John Williams feels, will run through the first weekend of June. Each day he'll have some berries ready and some for picking.
Most of it will probably be pre-picked. However, I put one patch down by the road. There are 10 rows down there that are 250 feet long, and they're right alongside of the road where people can see, and that's going to be our U-pick patch.
While the majority of the crop is pre-picked, he says having U-pick available offers the community another attraction.
We encourage people to bring their children out. It's nice for our young people to know where their food comes from. A lot of kids, I think, believe milk comes out of a jug from the store. They don't realize it comes from a cow. So hopefully we can incorporate a little education in this as we go along.
Other crops on the way, new potatoes, green beans, sweet corn, and this fall, pumpkins. Locate a roadside near you online at kyfb.com/roadside. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.